Hey guys, first of all, welcome back, of course. My name is Riley Hadikrishna Dyson. That is the name that I've adopted because Riley Dyson is my slave name, because I am a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. So Hadikrishna is what I call my soul, and if you don't call me that, then I consider that you picking your side in this spiritual warfare, this spiritual war that I'm currently fighting. And if you want to take that side, then I'll always love you, but I am willing. Sometimes loving someone is a lot different to liking someone, and I will still love you even though I don't exactly like you. I don't like the energy you're putting my way. And just like a disciplining parent.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just doing my intro.
Okay.
Just like a discipline. It's like, Robert, when you were growing up, did you ever get hit by your parents?
Yeah, I know.
I'll introduce you. I just want to ask. I just need your opinion.
Yeah, I got slapped around a couple of times, yeah.
And do you still love your parents?
Yeah, well, I still love them, yeah.
Exactly. So as I'm saying, right now, if you do not call me Hadikrishna and you call me my slave name, Riley Dyson, or my body's name, or I don't know how you need me to explain it to fit your small intellect, but I'm just saying, like a parent, I will hit you in a place of disciplinary acts that has come from a place of love. Okay, so that's first of all to anyone that doesn't do that. And going on to the episode today, we're speaking to an actor that's been around since the dawn of time. And anyone that really loves cinema, they would obviously have come across Robert De Niro. But even people who just love movies, who love the culture, I think he is in that part of the pocket of consciousness in society as well. So first of all, I would like to recognize the original custodians of the land that we speak on, which is me. I am the original soul. I am the original custodians of the land, so I'd like to say thank you for me. And with no further ado, short and sharp this week, I'd like to introduce Robert De Niro.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, Robert?
I'm good.
So you're in here promoting this new movie, Amsterdam, that you're playing in.
Yeah.
What do we expect to see in a movie titled after a place that I've been, mm-hmm. that I've done a lot of work in? So I'm very excited to see this movie called Amsterdam.
Oh, so yeah, we go to Amsterdam. Yeah, part of it's in Amsterdam. I don't know. I do movies, you know.
So how old are you today?
I'm 77.
So what possesses a seven? What's the motivation behind a 77-year-old to be doing movies?
Well, you know, I'm writing a book.
Okay.
It's a book about metals.
Yeah.
And I'm just, this movies to me now are more of a means to an end.
Why are you so interested in metal?
Well, I just, you know, it's, you know, how they make stuff with it, you know, buildings, and, you know, part of this room is metal right now.
Which part?
I think the sink.
I could see that.
Yeah, so.
Where do they get metal from?
Well, this is what I'm trying to find out, you see. I'm researching this book about metals, you know, and my research has led me to believe that you know, it comes out of the ground.
Like minerals and stuff.
Or like out of oil.
Oil?
Yeah, you know how oil?
Yeah, but that's
crude oil comes out of the ground?
That's a liquid.
Yeah, but, you know, somehow they do the opposite of, you know, melted, you know?
Not liquid.
And they make the oil into, you know, I think they make it into iron first, and then they can make different kind of metals out of it, you know?
Honestly, it's crazy that at my age that I haven't had this conversation before.
Well, yeah, let's. I want to raise awareness.
My car's metal.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of cars.
What do you think the distinction between a metal and a medal is, other than obviously?
Would you say a medal and a what?
Medal.
And a
metal.
Well, I think it's all made out of metal, even medals.
Then why do they change it?
I think they give it more of a celebratory sound.
So you just won a medal.
Yeah.
It'll be that good.
You won a gold medal. Yeah, it doesn't really, you know.
That'll be fine.
Well, I think, you know, medals look down upon. And that's why I want to write my book about medals.
So you did the movie because it will help you with your book? Is that what you're trying to say?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And why would you think this movie would help with that?
Well, Amsterdam is a place I've never been. And
they would have metal there, I'm sure.
I wanted to go see some different metals, you know. And it turned out we didn't actually go there. Just the part of that we filmed in Amsterdam, and the film was just in a room in Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah, where I live. And we just, you know.
That's fascinating. Is that a...
They do their movie magic, you know.
Is that something, is that kind of like, are you kind of revealing behind the scenes of...
Yeah, I don't
give a shit. The facade of Hollywood?
I don't really give a shit, you know.
Really?
Well, that's what I'm saying to you. I do movies to pay for, you know, my obsession and my hobby with metals.
Okay.
Because I'm writing a book about metals.
I find that quite noble, to be honest.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm not that you really care about my opinion, but I'm just saying that I kind of had this impression that you were doing movies because you couldn't let go of the relevance, being relevant.
No, it's nothing like that. It's just, you know, I still enjoy the craft of it, you know. It's I still, you know, I'm call myself a method actor still because, you know, I'm doing, you know, bad grandpa. And, you know, I turn into a bad grandpa, you know. I talk down to those kids, you know?
Is that the movie with Billy Bob Thornton?
Was 9-1 called
Dirty Grandpa?
Dirty Grandpa, yeah. That's what I meant, yeah.
You're probably just thinking about metal all the time.
Well, that's all I can... you can notice I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at the sink.
You can go touch it if you want.
Are you sure?
Go on.
Well, thank you. Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, Joe Pesci.
Hey, I'm Joe Pesci, yeah.
Joe, you're kind of... What is your...
What are you saying about?
Why
is he touching the fucking sink over there?
He loves metal. I thought you would have known that.
Oh, man, this thing about metal again.
Has he always had it?
Oh, you should have asked me. He's losing his fucking marbles, Bob.
I was ecstatic to get Robert De Niro. Can you imagine how rude it would be of me to assume that Joe Pesci would come because I'm interviewing Robert De Niro?
Yeah, well, we travel together, you know. We go everywhere.
And so what's your relationship been like with Robert off camera?
Well, we were best friends since they died, you know, when we met in Hollywood.
Mm. So the movies that you've played, the movies that I've seen, obviously I haven't seen all of your work, and I'm sure one day I will. And I look forward to it.
Well, I hope so.
Tremendous actor with obviously good taste. But the general consensus of the relationship between you and De Niro and the characters that you portray is you being a kind of a little brother with a short man syndrome who doesn't quite have the talent or expertise as Robert De Niro, but you have the anger and conviction to kind of be on level peggings. Would you think in the real life that's a representation of your relationship?
You know, my fucking characters, they've always got the balls, you know? They got the most balls. They go the whole way, whereas everyone else, they go fucking three quarters, you know?
The whole way.
Yeah. So that's all my fucking characters are. That's how I play them. I'm the one who, you know, is running the show, even though I might be smaller in stature and, you know, experience. I'm the meanest.
And how would you...
I'll do more to get what I want. You fucking know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And you want a Snickers?
Yeah, I'd like a Snickers, yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. Actually, I'm modeled for Snickers once.
You're not you when you're hungry.
I modeled for Snickers once.
Really? Well, you do look like one. Yeah. Sorry, that was just a little quip.
That was in the ad, brother.
Well, I don't remember the ad that much.
That's all right. I know you must live a busier life than
I am. I'm getting on myself. This way, Bob, he's still touching the fucking sink over there, you know?
Oh, he's got his dick on it.
Yeah, well, you got to let them do what they do, and you can't freak them out. It's like sleepwalking.
Is he mentally sound? And I don't want to judge anyone's character, of course.
Well, did he seem mentally sound to you?
Yeah, he did. He seemed fine.
Well, was he talking about medals a lot?
He was talking about medals a lot, and currently he's rubbing his dick on my sink.
Did you think that was a little weird?
Honestly, I'm at a point in my own life where I almost don't find anything weird. I could probably understand his motivation in doing so. I imagine that he's fallen in love with metal, and he, for some reason, isn't aware of the internet to be able to find out exactly where it comes from.
No, he's never heard of it.
And just like myself, I've never really thought about where metal comes from. And he said it comes from oil.
Yeah, that's what he keeps saying.
So the process of going from oil to metal must be extremely fascinating. Almost.
I don't think it exists. I think he's nuts.
Almost, you could say, a touch of God.
Well, maybe.
And as Mr. De Niro gets older, he's obviously getting closer to meeting his maker, and something he would have had friends and family, and definitely his parents pass away.
Right.
People that he would have thought that he would pass away before they did would have passed away.
Yeah.
And for him to now be looking at this alchemization of oil to metal sitting in someone's kitchen, he's looking at that in Marvel, and then he thought, I wonder what it feels like to rub my dick on it, because that would mean I'm technically rubbing my dick on God.
I know, but if you had a God and you worshipped him, would you want to rub your dick on him? I think it's a bit disrespectful, you know?
If you were a God...
I'm a Christian, you know?
But if you...
I was raised in fucking Brooklyn.
If you were God, would you want people to love you so much that they feel the need to rub their genitals on
you? I wouldn't want no dick rubbing on me, that's all I know. Even if I was God, if I was Krishna, if I was fucking Buddha.
But I'm saying genitals, so this works for both genders.
I don't really like fannies either.
You don't like fannies or dick?
No, they're kind of weird. I don't want to rub it on my face, like I'll put my dick in it, but that's all I care about. You know, you make a baby, you don't want it in your face.
Hey, this is actually a spiritual podcast. So I don't really want to speak about sex.
Well, you brought it up.
I didn't actually bring it up.
You brought up genitals, buddy.
Yeah, I brought up genitals for sure.
Rubbing on stuff.
Exactly. Foreign objects.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do that too.
So, Joe Pesci. You remember that movie you were in with the black guy and you used to go fishing?
Not really.
It's unfortunate because that's all the only information I've got. But it was interesting. My first relationship with you, on screen, of course, not personal like we have today, you were actually kind of like this funny, larrikin type of older guy, you know? Like
yeah.
Maybe from Dennis and Menace or something?
Can't remember. Yeah, I was in Home Alone.
Home Alone, exactly. For me to grow up and then to start watching movies from your time, you were always the hard guy, the mobster type of guy.
Yeah, that's right.
So for you, what was that transition like?
Well, I was always an artist as a kid, you know.
Mm.
I grew up, I got involved in the mob a little bit, and that's how I found the Hollywood acting guys, and that's how I got involved. That's how I met Marty. That's how he put me in the movies, you know.
Oh, was Marty in the mob?
Yeah, well, I don't want to say too much, but that's how we met. But I was always an artist at heart. And so I always had to be that tough guy around, you know, these big mob guys. And I was always, you know, a bit shorter, a bit, you know, picante.
How tall are you, centimeters?
4'6".
4'6" centimeters.
Yeah.
That's tiny, man. That's only not much bigger than a ruler.
Well, you've probably noticed. I can nearly not reach the mic.
I just thought you were really far away.
No, I'm right here.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, look who's here. Oh. Hey, it's Al. You got to speak up. Al, his hearing's not so good no more, but you can talk to him if you want.
I would love to speak to him.
Hey.
Al, how are you, mate?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on? You guys all travel together still these days?
Oh, I came here in a Ferrari. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like Ferrari?
Well, you know what? I've never considered myself in a position to be able to really have one, so I've never liked one, you know what I mean?
You, sir, are a liar. Liar, liar. Your pants are on fire!
I don't really like Ferraris, I'm saying that truthfully.
Well, we all like Ferraris.
Maybe we don't, mate.
Hoo-wah, everybody likes a Ferrari. Hey, you gotta... Look, buddy, Al's losing his fucking mind a bit, all right?
It's fine.
He's got dementia. Just like Bob, he's still rocking, rubbing his sink.
I've got my own morals, mate.
So just, you know...
I'm not going to lie whether he has dementia or not.
Good.
I'm just saying, I don't like Ferraris.
I know, but just be polite. The guy likes Ferraris.
It's a question of duality, isn't it?
Well, isn't everything?
Yes. So if you have a Ferrari, of course you have this nice-looking car that you can drive real fast, and I'm sure it feels very luxurious. But is it worth the attention of having a Ferrari?
Hoo-ah, it's all about the experience, you know?
Yeah, but is the experience
positive? Have you ever driven one?
Is the experience positive or negative overall when you take in everything, you know?
Well, it depends how you look at it.
Because where do you park it?
You can park it anywhere you want. I parked it on the footpath over there.
Where do you get it serviced?
Well, that's a different story. You got to know a guy.
How much does it cost?
More than you know.
More than I know.
More than the number. You couldn't even fathom it.
Google.
Yeah.
Gee, that's heaps. That's a number, you know.
Yeah, I know. Hoo-wah. What about you? What are you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
Lately, I've just been kicking it.
You see, you look like you're sitting upside down to me.
Yeah, well, I have been sitting upside down lately because I'm practicing for a
while. No, that's how I see things.
Shit.
My brain ain't going too good no more.
That's all right, mate. Take it in stride.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. And, you know...
Do you have any regrets?
Wow. I got regrets. I ran from love once.
Really?
The first time I ever really truly loved, Hey, Al, come on. Can we keep it light? Hey. Shut up, Joe.
Shut up, Joe Pesci, you little tiny fuck.
I'm talking about love. We all like to love, don't we? You like to love, Riley?
Yeah, I do like to love, but I'm also pretty scared too, you know what I mean?
Well, exactly.
Other than family and same-sex friends.
You're scared to love your same-sex friends or you're not?
I'm not.
That's what I like to hear, baby.
Because, I was actually just thinking about this the other night. I feel like if you can't love with one foot on the ground, so you really have to fall in love.
Right. I don't really understand that.
Okay. So you know how it's called falling in love.
Yeah, right.
But in these days, we have so much. We've got our, like, social hierarchies, our work. You know, we've got so many assets to the ego that we create.
Yeah.
But to fall in love, they all have to jump in with it. And you're falling. It's like a leap of faith.
Mm.
And if you try and fall with one foot on the ground, it'll only ever be a trip.
Well, you know, and that's what I've... That's my one regret, that...
Sorry, so why...
That one trip, you know. Because I did trip up. I tripped up on my... I'm relying on my intellect too much. Mm. You know, I wanted the smartest situation, you know, instead of following the strings of my heart, you know. That's what I... And you should never run from love, you know. As hard as it can be, as logical as you want to be about every variable that you could foresee with this person in the future.
Mr. Pacino.
Hoo-wah.
Do you mind if I call you Cappuccino?
Oh, of course not. I love coffee.
I've got a question for you. Take your time thinking about it.
Oh, always, brother man.
You said you should never run away from love.
That's right, baby.
Should you run to love?
You should run straight towards it, man. Straight into the gaping eye, as I call it.
But if you're running towards it, is it really love?
Well, this is how I live my life. I am just running towards love.
But isn't love being still? And if you have to run towards it, it's kind of using a language that it's
everything you want it to be. Because as you're traveling through this existence, and as you're aging with whatever this progressional decay is, then something has to be driving you along. And some would call that the meaning of life. And that hoo-ah is my meaning. Love, baby boy.
So hoo-ah is your
hoo-ah
mantra.
That's my mantra to get me back into my loins.
Can you, so I want to ask you about faith.
Go right ahead.
Because lately I've been...
what the fuck are you talking about? Shut the fuck up, Joey.
Put him in the fridge or something.
Go in the fridge, Joey.
You have to grip, pick him up and chuck him in. He's that bloody small.
Bob, look at him over there rubbing his dick all over his...
Come all over it.
Oh, just look at him. I love him. He's living his life, you know.
I respect it, you know. It's my secret. Well,
Joey doesn't get it. He's all about the mob and he's still trying to look tough, you know.
It's because he's small.
Yeah, exactly. Still lives, small man syndrome.
He still lives with his insecurities.
Exactly. I beat that a long time ago because me and Joe, we're similar in height, you know.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't give a shit about it.
Yeah.
I made it my strength. I made it my height. Mm. The fact that I was shorter than others, that made me taller than them.
You kind of put yourself in the same category as Joe, height-wise.
Yeah, I'm 21 centimeters or whatever he said.
46. You're smaller than Joe.
Yeah.
Jesus.
If you can't tell. Hollywood, but you can't tell, can you?
Hollywood really do use their movie magic, don't they?
Yeah, well, it's all about spirit, you know.
How tall is Martin Scorsese?
He's... You wouldn't believe it.
What? 6'8".
He's gigantic. No, he's 10 centimeters.
He's growing. It's smaller. How do they... So that's actually probably a good thing. Do they do it for cost-wise so they can get smaller cameras and stuff?
I don't know. I guess there's just a... You know, it's all about efficiency.
So you... Like, all these scenes are just in a shoebox or something.
Yeah, and we all just... It's so small.
You have good projection with your voice for someone so small.
Yeah, well, you got to with acting.
I know, yeah, it's impressive.
Acting's all voice, man.
So you are just a really small human, or are you some kind of different species?
No, I'm what you call a mongoloid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Genghis Khan.
Exactly.
So you're a descendant of Genghis Khan.
Well, we all are, and once you work that out...
We're not all... Oh, well, we're all descendants of God.
And who is God?
Genghis Khan.
Exactly, baby boy.
Genghis Khan's coming on the podcast next week.
Who are you, serious?
Is that a bit like the chicken from Looney Tunes?
Who are, well...
And the Texas man from Simpsons.
The Texas man?
You
are! Yeah, well, that's... I feel we lost track of our conversation.
Well, you know what? Conversations don't have tracks, I think.
That's right. I was talking about my meaning of life.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to know your meaning, motherfucker.
Well, you know what? At the moment, I don't really have a meaning.
And you know what, man?
No, because I was going to ask you about faith, actually. I wanted to speak to you about faith because lately I've been feeling an understanding of the world and the language that I was turned off when I was younger because I only associated kind of religion with church. Rather than this, like, spirit and inner intuition.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly what, you know, Jesus and all these symbols for this feeling of bliss to be. Yeah. So you, as someone that's such a prolific artist, thus so small, what is your relationship been with faith?
Well, I've kind of had a similar experience, you know, because I was born, you know, this height, And it was quite an obstacle in my way. And I always thought there may not be a higher power or anything that looks after me because I felt so hard done by, you know.
For sure.
Hoo-ah! So as I grew older and older and more and more got to know myself, even though I may be this small, but I've got more in me than, you know, giants do.
Goes to show, like, what we really are is not our body, it's only a vessel. What we really are is not our body. Our body's actually a vessel for what we really are.
Exactly.
So, although you're only 21 centimetres, you're the same height as me, you're the same height as giants, or even bigger or even smaller. Doesn't matter because it's what's in here.
Exactly.
The people listening at home, I'm pointing to my heart.
Yeah, so I came to a point where I discovered, I'm not going to say I believe, I discovered that I am God, as well as you are, as well as everything is. And the fact that I am this small is my own doing.
Okay.
And now I'm aware of the reasons I am this way. Ooh-ah! Because I somehow chose it in another life of mine, on another plane. Because the gods that we are and that everything is, it just developed once in an explosion, you might call it. And it just let itself go. It had no intent to control any of it. And it was all just a perfect pool shot, I once heard it was called. So I believe everything happens because you made it like that. So I've come to the reasons why I'm this small, and I would not change a thing. And next life, you know, I might be even smaller.
Or bigger.
Exactly. I might not even be Al Pacino anymore. I could be you. I could be Bob over there rubbing his cockle over the sink.
Yeah, we really are all in this together, aren't we?
I could be Pesci in the sink, you know.
Yeah.
Pesci. I mean, in the fridge.
He's in the fridge.
In the fridge.
Probably freezing his little butt off. Robert De Niro's over there.
Oh, yeah, I think.
Oh, he's got stuck into the limoncello.
Well, us Italians, you know.
What about that, actually?
We're all Italian.
We'll have a limoncello shot after this interview ends.
Well, if you wouldn't mind. Ooh-wah!
So, wedding, any projects coming up, Mr. Cappuccino?
Ooh-wah, yeah. Bob's got this book that he keeps telling me about.
Oh, the metal book.
Yeah, a book about metals. So, I'm going to help him with that. Because, you know, I find helping people now is what I really, it's my new acting, you know. But then it was acting, and then it was Ferraris, then it was coffee, and now my goal is just helping others and helping them reach their full potential, even if it's about fucking metals, even if it's about Pesci and, you know, whatever the fuck he's talking about. That's what I'm going to do. And as for myself, I'll find enough solace in that, you know. Hoo-wah, and I'll go to the next thing that I want to do, and right now it's I want to help Bob. That might take up my next month. And then after that, who knows, I might see my wife again.
By the looks of Bob, it might take more than a month.
Well, whatever it takes.
Oh, so I respect that, and I appreciate being in the presence of such a pure and electric.
Well, thank you very much.
Who do you reckon the best actor in the world is?
Hoo-wah! There's this guy, John McMahon. He does a podcast.
Yes.
You might have heard of him.
I'm actually really good. I'm actually pretty close with him, to be honest.
Well, I've seen him do a little something-something.
Have you seen his show reel on YouTube?
Of course.
Nice.
He's got something, that kid.
Yeah.
But other than him, I'd say...
Well, hang on a sec, because I know John and he's from Australia, and he hasn't yet been able to showcase his incredible talents. So, that's someone right. With your status in the field of cinema, is there anything that you would like to work? Because I'm telling you, I'm actually close as with him. So,
well, we'll put him in a role.
Yeah, I'll give him an opportunity, or even drop his name here and there. We don't want handouts. I'm sure he doesn't either. But. Yeah, just a lot of people care about your opinion, so maybe voice it.
No.